Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Is this a regular rejoin, Landfill, some Nina with 99 red balloons or Luftballons?
You know, they've been doing some things in here that have screwed stuff up, so I'm just going alphabetically from the start, and numbers listed at the front.
Go ahead of that. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, the fun game would be to guess what's next up, just thinking about number-related songs.
I bet you could probably guess the next one.
Is it 867-5309, Jenny?
It's not.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the only another song that came into my mind right now. All right, we're back. JP is out this today and tomorrow. I am filling in. El Baldo, they call me. B. Mitch is the king of the good-looking shaved head. Just a good-looking peanut. Big one. Sizable, but good-looking.
Please don't size his head like that, Zay.
No.
Yeah, don't size his head like that.
Because he gets all excited about it?
Yeah.
Gets all proud of
it? His head already big. It's not going to be able to fit through the door if you tell him that.
Zay, you didn't hear me say one word.
No, you didn't.
See,
but when the haters
jump in, it just lets you know what you are.
Oh, yeah, so I'm a professional hater.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so how much and when should Jaden Daniels play the rest of the year?
If he's healthy, I believe he should get out there and play. And this is my assessment. I know the new fan base, you know, I've said this here a few years ago. We were still working in the same thing together. I said, would you want to just put everybody in some damn bubble wrap?
Yeah.
This is football, okay? And, yes, the season is not going how you expect it to go. But Jaden is not where you want him to be either.
Agreed.
And I think the experience he can get, and, you know, also if you're a coordinator, you got to learn how to protect him better, okay? And find out what you have and what you can do going forward. I know people always say, oh, yeah, he shouldn't play. Just rest him. You lose stuff when you don't play. You know, I never believed you learn football sitting down and watching somebody else do it. I believe you learn football by going through it. And, you know, the whole thing of it, this is a league where you can't be scared. You know, the elbow, that was a freak accident. That if he gets thrown like that 25 more times, nothing will happen. The hamstring, that happens.
Yeah.
You know, the way he got hit on his knee was a direct hit to the knee. Those guys were trying to hurt him. They were going low. They were doing all kind of little things in that Green Bay game. You know, I'm watching it. I'm checking them out. They were trying, because when you get hyped in this league, and I think that's something he's going to learn, when you're hyped in this league,
oh boy,
guys come at you.
Yeah.
You know, hell, I dealt with it as a return guy. Oh, Bree Mitch is a return guy. They were hitting late and everything else.
Right.
You got to figure out how to protect yourself and do a little different things. But just to think that, and most fans believe the player can just turn on the switch and just do whatever he wants whenever he wants. That doesn't work. You got to build into that. You got to know that. If that was the case, Mikey Sanderson would have known exactly what to do on that punt. He didn't.
He would have had more experience.
Because he didn't have the experience doing it. And I think Jaden needs some level of experience. You got to also have a conversation with him.
Right. What's tricky is, you say, if healthy, he should play. He could probably play right now in pain, shot up with that non-throwing elbow, and just limit his game to make sure that he's okay. So it's a real, it's a sliding scale. You know, you always say if healthy, you should play.
If healthy, you play. Now, when I say if healthy,
it's not one or a zero or yes or a no.
If healthy without having something to be able to put you out there. Because I've always felt if I have to get shot up enough to where I don't feel something to play, that's going to get me hurt more.
I would agree.
So
what if he wore a giant brace on that elbow?
If he wore a brace, but I think
is that okay?
The pain threshold
right.
is what it's going to come down to.
Right.
And Jaden is young enough where he may not be in as much pain as you or I would be.
Right.
Or somebody that's in their 30s or, right. you know, 10th year or something like that. But if he has to get shot up to a point where he can't feel it, no, I don't think you put him out there.
So because it's weak.
I'm not going to, you notice I didn't say if he's 100%. Because ain't nobody
100%. There's nobody
100%. Once you play your first NFL game, you'll never see 100% the rest of your life.
Right. So. As soon as you take the first bad hit, something's wrong.
Totally.
Something's going to feel wrong. It's week 18.
Yeah.
They're at Philadelphia. It's cold as, you know what, Philly is trying to gun to actually close out the number one seed, which they may have to do. Because mm-hmm. the Rams are going to be on their ass, I think, all the way to the very end. You're telling me you want Jaden Daniels playing 60 minutes in week 18 at Philadelphia?
If he's been playing, yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Wow. See,
I at that point, I'd be so nervous because the ACL monster can strike at any time.
ACL monster could happen in practice. The ACL monster could happen walking down the stairs.
Oh, okay. Come on now.
It's
a little more risky in an NFL game.
But you are I hear fans so often saying things like you're saying and saying like, don't play him. But then as soon as that player gets into a mindset of, well, I'm going to just chill. Oh, I can't stand. He gets paid to play football. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Some fans that say that are idiots. They don't get it. So I understand
he's very important to the future of this franchise. And if you have people on the field that are not the ones that can protect him and block for him that he needs,
right.
No, you don't play him. But if you have, let's say you have all five of the guys that started the season on the offensive line, and they're all healthy and ready to go, why wouldn't he be able to play?
Right, but they won't. That's the thing. They won't have a great offensive line, and who knows what wide receivers.
They got the same people that they were starting the season with.
Okay, but wide receivers-wise and running back-wise, who knows where we're going to be by week 18. I just think that if you say it could happen at any time, the ACL monster, then why aren't guys like him playing more in August when it could be more beneficial
because
closer to the start of the season when you're working on installs and everything else?
The reason they're not playing in August is because people that don't play football and have played football making rules. You have ownership and front offices making all these rules. Ownership and front office are looking at the fact that we don't want them to get hurt in preseason. It don't mean anything. You've never heard me say preseason don't mean anything. As a former player, let me tell you one thing.
You believe it means something.
It may not mean nothing to the guy that's been his 15th year
sure.
who already has his money.
Right.
But even he knows that he needs to get his timing down.
Right.
And you lose the lack of it when you're not out there playing.
Now, the downside of playing more in August is that you're playing against half NFL teams, half guys who will not make it out of camp. So you're not playing against actual full NFL teams, so you're not getting as much of a test if you're a quarterback like Daniels.
But if you don't play at all, you get no test.
I know, but just hear me out here. Not only that, but there's no scheming or game planning or anything else, so you're also not going against the best looks. What Daniels, if he can not get hurt the rest of the way once he starts to play again, what he'll get is live fire, actual schemed game plan defenses with all NFL players. And that has value.
Yeah.
That has value to practice against that at 100% speed, not 90% in August.
I agree with you. But see, this is where my different opinion comes. Back in the day when I played and when people right after I played, right before me, guys played one quarter in their first game.
Two quarters
in the second.
Two in the second.
Three in the third.
And then they had the fourth off.
They saw closer to being in a whole football game.
Right.
And the speed ramped up. and you did go against schemes and things mm-hmm. of that nature. In this day and age, they don't play a whole quarter in the whole damn preseason.
I know.
And then you step into the first game. You're old enough to know it, Zane. When you were young and your mom and dad bought a car, didn't the car have a ramp-up period?
Mm-hmm.
Told you,
yeah, don't take it over 60.
Don't go over 60 until you get this tire broken in. What we do now is we don't even get close to 20 in preseason. And then we throw them in regular season and we expect everybody to go 100.
Yeah.
How many injuries you're seeing now compared to 90, 91, 95, 2000? How many more injuries you see in the first 2-3 weeks of the season now? It's way up, right?
Is it up? I would want to see the data.
I would love to see it. I guarantee it's up. And I'll tell you why. Just like, I go back to the little Mikey thing. You learn how to take hits and deliver hits in preseason. You don't normally tackle at all until you get into the games.
Right.
And if the starters aren't playing, they don't get tackled until all of the best players are out there.
You are making a compelling argument. However, the trend, B. Mitch, is running away from you at every team in the league. It started with McVay in L.A. He went a whole August not playing anybody.
True.
And now more and more and more and more teams are like, you know what? I'll have what he's having.
More and more.
Your compelling argument, and I've heard this from other former players, is actually getting routed by experience as to what the teams are doing. Maybe one team will have the balls to say, we're going to go the opposite way.
You know who was doing it? Andy Reid was playing Pat Mahomes.
That is true.
And he's been doing it for years. And I understand.
Brady played a lot in August,
too. I understand what McVay did in that 1 year. He had a lot of veteran players and it hit for him. Just like we had a lot of veteran players last year and it hit for us.
Right.
What happened this year when we got rid of a lot of them players and brought in the other people? And I would say this. There are 10.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Super Bowls, between the two guys you just named that play a lot of it in the preseason, I could give a damn about the other people that did it and didn't win and they won one or didn't go to any at all. The Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs have seen more Super Bowls. They saw how many? The Patriots went to 10, 11. The Chiefs went to 5.
Yeah.
4 or 5 in the last 8 years.
But they each had the quarterback. That's the thing.
They do. And those quarterbacks played in preseason.
I know.
But they
weren't as risk-taking as perhaps Daniels.
I think Mahomes is as risk-taking as anybody out there.
But he's pretty crafty.
And he plays when he's hurt.
I know. And it's hard to get a good clean lick on him. Because trust me, I watch their games and want him to get blown up. It's hard.
But it's just, listen, man. Eventually, people are going to have to play.
Okay.
Can't save them.
Next question. Do the wins and losses matter for the final 6?
Yes.
Do you want them to? Okay, what is an acceptable number of wins? Let me walk you through the schedule. Denver on Sunday night, a week from this Sunday, at Minnesota, at New York, home against Philly, home against Dallas, at Philly. How many wins in there? 2? What's par? I'll talk golf to you. What's par for these last six holes? Two wins?
Six left?
Yeah. I think it might be three.
Two to three.
Minnesota is really struggling with McCarthy right now. It's not good. New York obviously has collapsed, but they almost beat the Packers last week. And then Dallas, we all know about Dallas. So there's possibly three wins. 3-3 would make you feel a lot better about the season, wouldn't it?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
It won't change anything.
It won't.
It'll knock you down a few spots.
It may make you a little better.
Do you believe in tanking for the draft? Like, no. You know what? I'd love to lose all six.
No.
Okay. Last question. Do you think that Quinn's defensive play calling was truly better than Witt's?
Get it on our way back.
Okay. We'll do that on the way back.
Yeah.
You want to take some calls?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. Thoughts about what's left of this season and the pros and cons of playing your franchise QB when he's not quite 100%.
Hey, it's Brian Mitch here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday's Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply a profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.